The Prairie Steps walking tour features the highest concentration of prairie-style architecture in La Crosse. The residential prairie style originated in Chicago, Illinois in the 1890s. Young architects were drawn to Chicago from all over the country in the wake of the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 and the building boom in Chicago that followed. What is today called Prairie School was a movement that originated in a variety of social, engineering, and artistic forces and resulted in what became modern architecture. Architect Louis Sullivan was regarded as the founding father of this new American style of architecture. In the last decades of the 19th century, the British arts and crafts movement gained popularity in the U.S. and Europe. Arts and crafts proponents advocated for simplicity, utility, and beauty in architecture and the decorative arts. Also, with technical advances in communication and transportation, Americans became more aware of the art of Japan and its centuries-old tradition of beauty and simplicity of form inspired by the natural world. Innovations in building technology made possible new forms of taller, lightweight construction with more window openings and clear span interiors. At the same time, the United States emerged as a world power at the turn of the 20th century. There was a sense that our nation needed a new form of architecture that was not merely an imitation of classical European design traditions. The resulting combination of these forces brought to national and international attention the Prairie School ideals in design and ornamentation. Although the best known and most successful promoter of this new vision of architecture was Frank Lloyd Wright, he was not alone in creating and designing buildings in the Prairie style. Many residents and visitors to La Crosse assumed that the Prairie style homes in the city were designed by Wright or one of his students. This is not the case, as you will hear. Interestingly, the city of La Crosse has more architecturally designed prairie style houses than any other city in the state. Percy Dwight Bentley and Otto Merman were responsible for creating the greatest number of these homes, but not all. Other local architects and builders tried their skill with the prairie style. The most stylistically authentic prairie style homes in La Crosse were built between 1910 and 1930. But the impact of the Prairie School movement can be seen in hundreds of American foursquare, bungalow, and vernacular homes built in the first half of the 20th century in the city of La Crosse. Following the Prairie Steps walking tour, you will gain a new and enhanced appreciation for the prairie-style homes in our city.